Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, Transmitting Truth. Without the ability to see their grandchildren in person due to risk of infection, many grandparents sought new ways of connecting during the COVID-19 pandemic. A recent survey showed that many grandparents adopted texting and social media as a means to maintain their precious bond with their grandchildren. Some even worshiped with their extended families by video call. One of the most wonderful ways parents and grandparents can influence their children is by passing down the truths of Scripture. In Deuteronomy 4, Moses charged God's people to not forget the things they'd seen about God or let them fade from their hearts. He went on to say that sharing these things with their children and their children's children would enable them to learn to revere Him and to live according to His truth in the land He was giving them. The relationships God gives us with our families and friends are certainly meant to be enjoyed. By God's design, they're also intended to be a conduit to convey His wisdom from one generation to another, training them in righteousness and equipping them for every good work. When we share God's truth and work in our lives with the next generation, whether by text, call, video, or in-person conversation, we equip them to see and enjoy His work in their own lives. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 through 14. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when He said to me, "Assemble the people before me to hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children." You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. He declared to you His covenant, the Ten Commandments, which He commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets. And the Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws you are to follow in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the legacy of faith you've passed on generation to generation through the Bible and those who've shared with us. Please help us to lovingly impart that legacy to others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.